Well, there's one word that, two words that summarize today, and let's see if we can get them. First word is, what's it called? Today is? Advent Sunday. There's a little lack of confidence there. We've been here a little bit of time. I think we're all working on what Advent means. And by the way, there is some leftover breakfast. If you didn't get one or you'd like a first lunch before you get home, there'll be food left afterwards. Lovely bacon sandwiches and things, so do stay for that. But, that was the advert. But there's another word that we're using today, and that's the word... It's our Pledge Sunday. Yeah, that's right. Pledge Sunday, that's right. Who can tell me what Advent means? Hands up if you think you know what Advent means. Let's test the kids against the adults. Kids. Yeah. Doesn't mean you, but what does the word Advent mean? Shut it out. Jesus is coming. Right. One to the kids, okay? And the word pledge. What does the word pledge mean? Hands up. Pledge? Anyone made a pledge today yet? Right at the back. Hand went up and it went down again. What's the word pledge mean? Did you hear it halfway down? Shout it out. Promise. Yes, kids are up two now. Come on, adults. The kids are doing much better than you are. Pledge means a promise. That's right. And today, we are asking all of the adults particularly to make a promise, to make a pledge. We're asking our church family members to pledge what you hope to give in 2007 by way of your tithes and offerings. And if you haven't filled in one of these forms yet, please do today, because it's going to help our treasurer and our finance team budget for the year ahead, and it's going to help us plan for our expenditure. But making a pledge is not something new. We do it all the time. We make a pledge when we say, I will telephone you tomorrow. That's a pledge. Or when we say, I will come and see you. That's a pledge. Every time we sign our name on a check or a credit card bill or at the bottom of a letter, we are making a pledge. We're saying, this is me and I promise to help or to do something. In a marriage service, a man and a woman pledge to be faithful to each other for the whole of their lives. In our baptism service, we pledge to bring up our child within the Christian faith. And in our membership covenant, we pledge to help one another grow to know Jesus better. And in our Bible reading today, we see Jesus making us a pledge. He says, I am coming soon. I am coming soon. Jesus said that. And if you're in any doubt that he meant it, in the verse just before, the angel told the apostle John, these words are trustworthy and true. These words are trustworthy and true. Now, there's a link between a pledge and our willingness to fulfill it. There's a link between a pledge and honoring it. And that's where we get into trouble when we make a promise and we don't keep it. This week, there was a lady in the news. She works for the BBC, and she was traveling all over Europe buying passports. Her aim was to get a passport from every country in Europe. And she managed to get 20 before she gave up. It got rather dangerous in Bulgaria. But she managed to get 20 fake passports, and she managed to get into England on two of them. Well, I thought I'd do an experiment. I thought, next time I do my travel to the States, let's try something different. What do you think about my new passport? Do you think I'm going to get into America with that? If you look carefully, it's got someone else's name on it, but who cares? Do you think it's going to work? Do you think if I went to the passport and said, I'm a vicar, trust me, they're going to let me in? No? No, my passport has been specially stamped by the British government so that when I travel abroad and people don't know who I am, they will trust the British government that I am who I claim to be. They put special secret things on it that you can only see in fancy lights to prove that it's a genuine pledge of who I am. I thought another thing I could try when I got into Budgeons for my newspaper this afternoon, I might try one of my new... I thought, I don't get paid that much, I'll print some on the photocopy. We've got a new colour copier coming tomorrow, so if I give you any money this week, just check the quality of the paper. But do you think if I went to Budgeons and said, trust me, I'm a vicar, that they would take it? Of course not. They shouldn't, should they? Because our currency is reliable because of the pledge made on the front. There's the Queen's face, she's pledged it, and the chief cashier of the Bank of England has pledged that that is a genuine pledge, a genuine £10 note. Well, in the Bible, as we're looking at in our story today, Jesus has made a pledge. I am coming soon. How do we know that we can trust Jesus with that amazing promise? Well, Jesus has already showed us he's trustworthy. He's showed us how much he loves us. He died on the cross in our place so that we could be forgiven. He rose from the dead so that we can experience eternal life. And on the day he went up to heaven, when he ascended, the angels promised in the same way that Jesus has gone into heaven, he will return. So why is Jesus coming back? And this is where we're going to see if the parents can get ahead of the children, okay? I think the children are England, and parents can be Australia, okay? So we're going to win this one. Okay, first reason Jesus is coming back, the clue is in verse 1 and 2. We've got this beautiful picture of heaven. On each side of the river stood a tree of life and bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. Just shows that God's provision will be available all the time. So what's the first reason Jesus is coming back? Anyone got an idea what that means? What it says? Okay, hands up if you think you've got an idea. Someone's shaking their head. Okay. Any more clues? Some mumbling over here. I've got a child over here, yes? Restore creation. Is she right? Yes, well done. It's three to the kids. Well done. Restore creation. The Bible says that God's creation was beautiful. That's how the story of the Bible begins, doesn't it? And yet the rest of the Bible tells us how mankind has messed up God's creation and how Jesus came to rescue us. And the Bible ends with Jesus restoring creation, the beauty of creation, paradise restored. But how's he going to do that? Second clue, verse 2, the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Jesus is going to heal the wounds of our nations, all the things that are wrong in our world. Here's the clue. It's three up to the kids at the moment. You're not doing very well, adults. Any ideas? Nope. Changed his mind. Is this a child or an adult? Yes? Reconcile the nations. Well done. It's four to the kids. Amazing. Reconcile the nations. That's right. That's what Jesus is going to do. Our newspapers are full of sad stories about how people treat one another. We just can't seem to get along. But the good news is that when Jesus comes back, he is going to reconcile different races. How's he going to do that? Well, verse 3 tells us, there will no longer be a curse. And verse 4 of chapter 21 says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or crying or mourning or pain. How's he going to do this? Any ideas? Yes? At the back? Say it a bit louder. Remove sin. Nearly right. Remove evil. That's right, he's going to remove evil. That's right, he's going to destroy all that is evil. He's going to come to judge. And fourth thing he's going to do, verse 4. His servants will serve him, they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. We'll give that one to the kids as well, because you've got half of it right. All right, it's 5-0. Okay, there's only two to go, so you've lost. It's 5-0. Okay. So, reason number four. Why is Jesus coming back on Pledge Sunday? Hands up if you think you got it right. Yes? Reward his servants. Yes! 6-0. This is incredible, isn't it? He's going to reward his servants. Jesus is returning to be with us. And that's our reward. That's the greatest reward we could possibly have, to be with Jesus forever. And if we're faithful in this world, God is going to give us a job in the next world. It's a reason he's coming back. One more reason he's coming back. Verse 5. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of the lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign with him forever and ever. Okay, here we go. Can we make it a complete whitewash? Kids, are you ready? This is a difficult one. Yes.
Reign as heirs.
Reign as heirs. Yes, the adults have saved the day. We've got 5-1. We're going to reign as heirs. The promise God makes is that if we endure, we will reign with him. That's in 2 Timothy 2:12. Jesus is not simply coming back as our creator, our savior, our judge. He's coming back as our friend so that we can reign with him. That's why we must be ready today, faithfully serving him with all the energy we've got, all the gifts and talents we have. He's coming to restore creation, reconcile the nations, remove evil, reward his servants, and we will reign with him as heirs. And that's why the angel made the promise to the apostle John. Jesus said, "Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book." These are the reasons we celebrate Advent today. We look forward to Jesus returning. That's why we've called it Pledge Sunday, because Advent is all about Jesus' pledge to us, his promise of a return. And it's our pledge to him, pledging to serve him together with our time, with our talents, and with our treasures. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for the promise that you are coming back. We do not have to give up hope or be discouraged by the way our world is turning out. In the days that we have between now and when you return, keep us faithful. Give us the energy, the stamina, and the motivation to serve you and make this world a world ready for you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.